This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله هيا على الصلاة هيا على الصلاة هيا على الفلاح هيا على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدى هدى محمد بن عبد الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار الحمد لله we praise Allah we seek his aid and we seek his forgiveness We seek refuge in Allah from the evil of ourselves and of our bad deeds. Whomsoever Allah guides, none can misguide. And whomsoever Allah allows to be led astray, none can guide aright. And I bear witness that there is no one worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, peace and blessings be upon him, is his last messenger. O you believe, be mindful of Allah and die not except in a state of submission to him alone. O humanity, be mindful of Allah who created you from a single soul, and from that created his mate, and from that scatters many men and women. O humanity, be mindful of Allah and do not cut off relations with your relatives. Indeed, Allah is ar-raqib, he's the ultimate monitor over you. O humanity, be mindful of Allah and speak the truth in order for him to accept your deeds and forgive us of our shortcomings. And whoever obeys Allah and his messenger has indeed achieved the greatest achievement. As to what follows, indeed the best speech is the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the best guidance is that of Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him. And of the worst affairs in our doctrinal system of Islam are the newly invented ones. For every newly invented affair in this situation is an innovation, and for every innovation is a form of going astray, and for every form of going astray is in the fire of hell, and we seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from that. A video that I was watching, and this is amongst many videos that we have been watching, and probably amongst texts that we have been reading, or we have been hearing from people when they speak to us. And it's a video that probably some of us have seen, and it was a man that said that he is only an academic. He was sitting in his home in Gaza, and he was crying. And he was relating the story of, subhanAllah, how basically explaining to the people what is happening and asking the rhetorical question, what do they want us to do? What do they want us to do? Do they want us to drown? They've taken everything away from us. They've taken food, water, sustenance away from us. What else can we do? And then he says, subhanAllah, I'm only an academic. All I have in my house is an expo marker. An expo marker is a marker that you use to write on the board to show that he's a person of education. He's someone that takes education to a high degree, to a high level, to where expressing the fact that an educational instrument or material that is used, a marker that is used to teach or to get knowledge, this is all he has. He says, but if they come to me, wallahi, I will throw it at them. You know, before when, subhanAllah, when I first used to hear about this as a new Muslim, I say to myself, okay, what are rocks doing? What are rocks doing? But it's not the fact of the rock or a bullet. It's the fact of the heart behind the rami. It's what's behind the wherewithal to take that rock and to throw it against those that are oppressing you. It is the iman, inshallah, that the person has to uphold life, to maintain life. It is that fear even of being displeased with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put forth in front of them. And at the very end of this video, brothers, it's only about maybe 30 seconds long, maybe 45 seconds long. The very end of this video, a bomb goes off very proximal to him. What about the other video that we've seen, many of us have seen? It's a girl, young girl, she's pushing a tricycle. She's pushing a wagon or a tricycle, whatever it is, around the house. And then all of a sudden, boom! Her sister, her older sister, runs into the lens of the camera. You see her. You find out she has sisters. And they're running around. Do you realize that they have no idea where these bombs will land? Like, we know this, but when you see it, it's totally different. Laysa al-khabru kal-mu'ayyana. There's a statement that hearing or the news is nothing like actually witnessing it. So when you, subhanAllah, you just hear the bomb go off and then even the camera shakes a little bit, that brings you a higher level of reality, not even close to their reality that they're living there. And brothers and sisters, it's important for us to know that this has been going on. Oppression of people, of Muslims in particular, has been going on, not only in Palestine. We say that there's oppression going on in Sudan, in China. There's oppression going on in many parts of the world with our brothers and sisters. And some of these individuals are born, as is mentioned, in concentration camps. But what's important for us to know as Muslims And this message will never die. This message is important. Rather, it is something that we should hold as a priority. And sometimes, because it is so dormant with us, because we are human beings, we may be negligent of it. The fact that the fitan, the trials or tribulations, which is roughly translated, and there's not even really a good translation for it, the obstacles is the opportunity to activate your faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in different ways. It is the opportunity for us to come close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because what we have to realize, and it's important for us, when I say have to, I'm saying it to myself before anyone else. Because each and every single one of us has heard or seen something and shed a tear. Because we've put ourselves in their particular situation. We put ourselves in their situation of holding your child and kissing their eyelid. When they're in rigor mortis, they're stiff. Allah has taken them. And subhanAllah, I asked myself the question, should we see this on camera? I asked myself the question, should I mention this where there are children? But our children are seeing things that are much worse than that at times. And this reality needs to be something that is honed in into our minds and in our hearts. The Prophet, our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, said something that contradicts the norm. In this hadith, I always remind myself of it. He said, أكثروا من ذكر هادم اللذات. He says, to increase yourself in the destroyer, or hadim, the destroyer, the relinquisher of pleasures. And then he says exactly what that is. He says, it's death. He says that you should increase yourself in thinking about it, and remembering it, and pondering over it. And asking yourself communally, will Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take us? Because geographically, it's not only confined to those places. It could happen anywhere. It could happen to anyone, in any way, at any time. Because it is ultimately up to the creator of time and place and existence. So when one thinks about that, one of the first questions that I ask myself is, am I ready to go? If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was to take me now, am I ready? Am I ready? How will Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take me? How? If any of you have seen anyone that is on their deathbed and they don't know that that was a time for them to go, you never know how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take you. And wallahi, when hearing a bomb go off next door to you, a couple of meters away from you, you don't know if the next one is coming on top of you. And you won't have no idea. So that reality, brothers and sisters, making the effort to have that in your heart and mind and ponder over it, you have a choice at that moment. You have a choice, wallahi. It is a choice to turn to Allah and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from his beautiful names and attributes. To ask a name and then ask and make a dua that coincides with that name, for example. Ya Rahman, Irham Mautana. Oh, the merciful, have mercy upon those that you have taken away. And realizing that when you say you have taken away, we understand that it is from the predestinational method of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is what Allah has willed. And that is not an easy pill to swallow. It is not an easy pill to swallow. But it is a message that must be maintained. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about it consistently in the Quran. Because when one understands the predestination of Allah, they realize how life has meaning. When they see things that they don't anticipate or don't want, they realize that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has it all in control. But what is important after that knowledge is, how do we respond? How do you respond to that knowledge of Allah choosing for this to happen? And I use this word emphatically. He chooses for this to happen at a particular time and place. And that is a test for all of us as Muslims around the world, and a test for you individually. Because all of us as Muslims, as we are like a body, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, that if one portion of the body complains or faces a type of pain, it is as though we all face that pain as well. to express the sympathy and empathy that we as Muslims should have towards our brothers. And then even on a general level towards humanity for oppression. But when we see that, when we hear that, when we read that, what does it activate in the hearts and minds of the human being and of the believer? And there's no denial that when you see what takes place, when you see what takes place, you put yourself in that situation. You put yourself in that situation. And you have a level of fear if you really were to put yourself inside of a, it's not even a house, I don't even know what you call it, a shack with blankets on the side and rubble, not knowing what's under the rubble. Because you've just walked a couple of miles and you need to find some place to take some type of temporary abode. There is a strong sense of fear. A strong sense of fear. And that message which we want to articulate today, brothers and sisters, are two aspects of our faith. Particularly one, if we want to really understand, is when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about those that are with him. In the chapter of Al-Imran, from those that have passed away, from those that have fought for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, maintaining the word of Islam. That he says, as he mentions in 12 different places in the Quran, in different situations, different consequences, لَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ لَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. One more time. لَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. هُمْ يَعْنِي الْمُجَاهِدِينَ. Those that fought for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, particularly in the battle of Uhud, that passed away. And they, if we want to say it, they lost at this particular battle. And you would think to yourself, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has control over all affairs. And they lost. With the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam amongst them. There were people that disobeyed the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and they saw him. They were individuals that saw the Muslims being defeated. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about those that fought for his cause. That they are farihin, they are happy, they are rejoicing from what Allah has given them. And they congratulate those that come behind them, after them. Allah khawfun alayhim, wala hum yahzanun. There is no fear on them, nor shall they grieve. No fear, nor shall they grieve. Even though the message is particular, we want to use the generality of the message. Being that we as Muslims now, we in America, or any part of the world other than Gaza, other than Sudan, other than China, the Uyghur Muslims, other than Rohingya, our brothers and sisters that are suffering, those that are in concentration camps, those that are oppressed, other than our brothers and sisters, there is a level of fear and a level of sadness. And we're going to talk about what that really means and how that is a means for us to activate and strengthen our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله على إحسانه والشكر له على توفيقه وامتنانه. There is a beautiful portion of the dua that some would call as kunut, or it is mentioned after the third rakah, typically, generally in Ramadan, in Salat al-Witr, the prayers after the Taraweeh prayers. There's a portion of the dua which is very beautiful, and it ties in beautifully with what we are going to talk about, where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Wala taj'al ad-dunya akbar hammina, wala mablagha ilmina." O kama qala sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Do not make the dunya our priority, that we take into high importance, or it is our priority in life. وَلَا مَبْلَغَ عِلْمِنَا. And not the extent of our knowledge. Meaning that we don't know anything about the deen, but we know everything about the dunya. We know everything about our careers, which is great. which Allah may use you to facilitate for human beings to further be an example and have a rippling effect on those around you. But not to know anything about your deen, about your religion, about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, about what iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in means, and how to manifest that in your life and make mistakes throughout that process. What does that really mean? Your connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When it comes to khawf, when it comes to fear, as some has mentioned, fear is something that you anticipate that's going to happen. And as some would use the acronym of fear, is false expectations appearing real. You fear something. There's a natural fear from a lion. There's the fear that Musa had of Fir'aun. إِنِّي أَخَافُ أَن يَفْرُطُ عَلَيْنَا أَوْ أَن يَطَغَى. That Musa said that verily I fear that Fir'aun will transgress the bounds or be totally to be someone that is totally oppressive to me. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responded with the response of aqidah, of connection, of reflection. قَالَ لَا تَخَافَ إِنِّي مَعُكُمَا أَسْمَعُ وَأَرَى. Allah responded to Musa, do not have any fear, you and Harun. أَسْمَعُ, I hear and I see. As Umar Mukhtar, one of the mujahideen of the past from Libya, subhanAllah, he mentioned something very beautiful when there was the harb, when there was a war against the Italian from those from Italy. And subhanAllah, they mentioned that there were planes above them. And he asked a simple question in regards to our faith, in regards to our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He asked, is the plane above the arsh or under the arsh? Is the plane above the arsh or under the arsh? Any child can understand this. It's a rhetorical question. It's a question that you know the answer. Is this plane that we're so afraid of above Allah's throne or below Allah's throne? What does that insinuate and imply? That Allahu ala kulli shay'in qadir. That Allah is upon everything. He has ability over everything. He has control. And he also has wisdom. And there will be times where there will be khawf. There will be fear. That fear that we have, can that fear drive us to call to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, call on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Does that fear drive us to still move forward and face the fear? To where if someone is blatant about their support of any type of effort that oppresses Muslims and Islam, or that oppresses humanity, and if we don't show that support, we lose our job. Where does your fear, what does your fear drive you to do? When we look at fear and sacrifice and integrity, that is where the final frontier comes in. When we fear what will happen in the future because we say that we demand that there is justice in our workplace, in public places, but we do it in a manner that is conducive to Islam and the Muslims, but at the same time we don't compromise our integrity. When we say we don't support any type of oppressive regimes that call against justice and that oppress people that are already oppressed, that fear doesn't lead us to compromise that type of integrity. Rather, the fear pushes us forward and it increases our iman. It increases our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What was mentioned to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when it said that all of mankind is gathering up against you? Inna an-nasa qad jama'u lakum fakhshawhum fazadahum imanan. That verily all of mankind is gathering against you. Gathering against you. And some scholars mentioned that it was particularly the general at that time that was gathering against the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, an army that was gathering against them because they were the majority. But what did it do? It increased their faith. We only get sharp with the grind. It increases your faith. When that fear is there, you turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And not only that, when I say turn to Allah, it doesn't only mean sit in the masjid or in your the deepest depths of your closet and make dua. Although we should never belittle that in any instance. That should be there in the beginning, in times of ease, in the middle, in times of hardship, and in the end, again, in times of ease, because it will always flip. Always calling on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But using those methods, if you have the opportunity to speak to people and educate them about what is going on in Palestine, what is going on in China, what is going on in Sudan, to educate people of what oppression is and how that takes place in the life of the Muslim and what the Muslim is supposed to do about it. And when we look at wala hum yahzanun, and to not be saddened, saddened from what has already happened. As I mentioned earlier, watching that video of the man, subhanAllah, that was the academic and said, all I have is an expo marker, but wallahi, I'll throw the expo marker if I have to. Wallahi, I shed a tear when I watched that. I also shed a tear that many of us have when you saw the girl, she was at one of the refugee camps that was bombed, and she's pouring tea for people walking by. SubhanAllah. She's pouring tea for people walking by. The man calls her and asks her, what's it? You see the brightness on her face, man. God, subhanAllah, man. We have to learn from this, brothers and sisters. There's nothing wrong with being scared, but don't let that scared make you a coward. There's nothing wrong with being saddened, but don't let that sadness make you helpless to where you are hopeless in the mercy and the strength and the revenge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because make no mistake, two things. Make no mistake that those that have passed away are from the martyrs. They're shuhada, inshallah. Meaning that they will go to Jannah. And some scholars mentioned that they call him shuhada li'annahum yashhadul malaika. They call them shuhada, witnesses, because what are they witnessing? They're witnessing the angels. As some scholars mention, Allahu A'lam. But there is shaheed, they call them shaheed for a reason. And make no mistake that those that have oppressed any human being, innocent, man, woman, child, their reward is due. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and whoever does an atom's weight of good shall see it. Whoever does an atom's weight of evil shall see it. Make no mistake. Make no mistake. So brothers and sisters, this is a huge, and I want to use this word, opportunity for us to be stronger. And to sound cliche, to be stronger Muslims. To where it is an opportunity for us to come closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in different ways in whatever Allah has given you. To speak out, to write, to call on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to educate our children before Fajr, by praying in the morning before Fajr and telling them why at this particular time we should go 110%, because that fear that we have is a means to drive us, which can become worship, and that sadness that we have can be a means to drive us, which can become worship as well. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those, through any of those emotions that we have, that we feel from sadness, from anger, may He allow that to be a means for coming closer to Him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow this a means to make us stronger in our faith and in our practice. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us examples for those that don't know Islam and use this as a means for them to come closer to their Creator. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those that consistently call on Him in secret and in open, day and night, through raising our hands and through doing a good deed by calling against that which is evil and commanding that which is good. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم صل الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم صل الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم صل المستضعفين في كل مكان يا رب العالمين. وأمدهم بمدد من عندك يا العزيز يا القوي يا المتين. اللهم أرنا وأرنا وأرهم وأري عدونا وعدوك أجاع بقدرتك يا رب العالمين فإنهم لا يعجزونك يا رب العالمين. Oh Allah, help those that are weak and destitute all around the world, ya Rabbil Alameen. Allah, help our brothers and sisters that are weak and destitute in Gaza, ya Rabbil Alameen. And feed them and nourish them, ya Rabbil Alameen. And nourish them with Iman, ya Rabbil Alameen. Allah, help our brothers and sisters in China, ya Rabbil Alameen. From Uyghur Muslims that are suffering, ya Rabbil Alameen. Allah, bless them with Iman in their hearts. Oh Allah, oh ya Rabbil Alameen. Also, Ikhwanana is Mustadafini fi Sudan. Help our brothers and sisters in Sudan, in Afghanistan, in Morocco, in the eastern parts and the western parts of the world, ya Rabbil Alameen. Oh Allah, bless those that are suffering in any injustice, ya Rabbil Alameen. Bless them with sakina and tranquility in their heart, ya Rabbil Alameen, to turn towards you firstly and lastly, ya Rabbil Alameen. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina adhab an-nar. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi al-abrar. Wa aqimus salah.